Hi, Mari. Levi Damian from SB Nation. Just wanted to say, have you had a chance to speak with Derek Carr yet?
Yes, he called me after I got drafted last night. He was just saying we have to put in a lot of work, and he's ready to go to work, and I agreed with him. I haven't had any of those conversations yet, but you know, I'm just ready to go in, put in the work, and I think I'll be a playmaker for this team. Hopefully. A combination of things. Great team. Guys who want the best for each other, a great quarterback, and a lot of hard work.
Go ahead, Scott.
I was elated, really happy. Just excited to be a part of the organization, and that's pretty much it.
Amari, reading the scouting reports that are out there about you, the word polish comes up a lot, and I think maybe even Coach Del Rio used that word yesterday. A lot of people refer to this also as a safe pick for the Raiders. Those are compliments, but do you feel at all that your athletic ability might be undervalued a little as people talk about all the intangibles?
Not really. I think I've been playing receiver for so long that, you know, I learned how to run the routes at an early age. So I think it's a compliment to my game.
How does playing in the SEC
Well, I really can't answer that because I've never played in the NFL, but I know that the talent in the SEC, there's a lot of talent in the SEC, and I know that there's a lot of talent in the NFL, so I guess it'll translate well.
Hey, Mari, I'm Jerry McDonald with the Oakland Tribune. When we talked to you yesterday, you were all, you know, you were real matter of fact and answered all the questions just like you are right now. Coach Del Rio talked yesterday about how serious-minded you are about football. Kind of goes against the grain of a receiver a little bit. Are you jumping down inside a little more? Is there, or is this just pretty much the way your personality is in terms of taking things real serious?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got one in college, though, this past summer.
Hi, Amari. Piggybacking off what he said about you being very serious, and you seem it kind of goes against the grain of what you typically find in a receiver. You're very soft-spoken, it seems. I heard somebody mention the other day when you were drafted that you weren't low maintenance, you were no maintenance. Where does that come from? Where do you get that from?
I'm really not sure. It's just how I've always been. It's really hard for me to answer that question. I'm sorry. I know that I know a little bit about the receivers that were here. I know Jerry Rice was here for a little while, Tim Brown, Fred Biletnikoff. So that's what I was interested in.
Hey, Maria, this is Vic from the Chronicle. Were you competitive at all throughout this process as far as being the first receiver taken? Did you care, or were you like at the combine? Was that a thing that going through your mind?
Yeah, of course I wanted to be the first receiver taken, just because it's been a dream of mine for so long. But, you know, I also understand that it really doesn't matter, because what matters is what you do once you get to the NFL. Yes, I've been playing receiver since I first started playing football in the second or third grade, and I think that's kind of rare, because usually when you're really young, most of the best athletes usually play running back, because, you know, you run the ball more when you're younger. So I think it was an advantage for me to be playing receiver for a long time, and I think that's where my route running ability comes from. I just treat practice as if it's a game. You know, I try to visualize me running those routes in practice like I'm running them in the game. So I just take, you know, practice really serious, and that's it.
Amari, a couple questions. First one just with a short answer, and the second one's a little longer. The first one is, have you had a chance to think about what number you're going to be wearing?
Yes, number 19.
And the other one is, like, you mentioned some of the great Raiders receivers and whatnot. Tim Brown, before the draft, was kind of pretty much lobbying for you to come to the Raiders, as one might expect. Have you had a chance? Has he reached out to you? And what did you guys speak about if he did?
Yeah, he hasn't reached out to me yet. Just, you know, he wanted us to work hard. He wanted guys of high character. He wanted us to be diligent in our approach, you know, to watching film, taking practice really serious. He doesn't believe. He believes that if you practice well, you'll play well. So.
Yeah, I think that mindset that he brings in is one that we are building here, in terms of you know, understanding the correlation between practice and the performance that you give during practice, and how that translates to performance on the field on game days, and having a healthy appreciation of that is a good thing, and one that you know, we're working very hard to develop, make sure our guys understand that.
Amari, you mentioned how you were running routes in the backyard as a kid. Were you always thinking NFL at that point? Was that always the main dream that you had growing up?
Yes.
Was there a receiver you emulated growing up, a guy you kind of liked a lot to watch as far as NFL receivers and guys you patterned yourself after?
I liked Randy Moss growing up. This is my third time coming here in the past month. I came here for sports science and a video shoot for Nike.
Martin, you won the Fred Politikoff Award as the top wide receiver in the country. Now you can play for the team Fred played for and won Super Bowl MVP. What does that mean to you?
It's a huge honor. I just want to be a great receiver like he was.
So, Reggie, what's your schedule and your staff schedule been like since we spoke to you last? How late were people here last night? What time did you get here today?
Well, I was here about midnight, so I couldn't sleep. But this is the fun part, you know, putting this team together. So we got two more picks today and try to add some more good players for Amari here.